as we sit here, you having picked up 7 points from your last three games, you on arguably your best run since you've arrived, you probably wouldn't want to break, would you? You'd want to play Everton and West Bromwich Albion at this minute in time, so it can work for and against. It
certainly can, and I've had it both ways, you know, and it can. But yeah, it's a tough period, the festive kind of season, and it's difficult and hard for footballers. But everybody's in the same boat, and everybody has to. And it's about preparation, it's about focus, it's about following the same routine. And yes, having, you know, half an eye on what the kids are doing and the presents and Christmas Day and all the food and the drink, and half an eye on, well, we've got a game tomorrow, and we've got to focus on that.
And Everton on Saturday. I'd imagine, you know, having done as well as you've done against Liverpool and Tottenham, and then for a combination of all sorts of weird and not so wonderful factors, a bit of a damp squib all round against Aston Villa, you want to get back on the horse, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. I think the conditions were horrendous, and I think it was kind of made the game level. Mm-hmm. Couldn't produce the kind of football, and especially the kind of attacking football and quick breaks, because the ball was getting stuck. You couldn't trust the speed of the ball and in the water. So I think the players, you know, in the end, we should have won that game. We had enough chances to win that game. We needed the second goal. Whether they scored a goal or not, we said at half-time we need a second one. We had opportunities, three or four, to get that. We didn't, so we're on ourselves to blame. We didn't win.
And Everton, you know, definite contenders for top six, but a cigarette paper between you and Everton, really, in terms of abilities and in terms of size of club, etc., etc.
Yeah, I think, you know, Martin has gone in there and I think he's done a really good job. Bought well, recruited well, and got strong players, strong team, good balance. And you know, no doubt they are potentially a top six team, whereas at the present moment we are not, and we're building towards that like Everton were a few years ago. So I think they're ahead in terms of development, in terms of years, but certainly on Saturday. It'll be a very interesting game for us.
A little bit like Jamie Vardy not so long ago.
Yeah,
Lukaku coming to try and prolong one of these long scoring runs.
Yeah, and we seem to be getting that. yeah, whatever happened, they've got the boy Cornet and the wings. They've got good players, Barkley. So they've got good players, and we have to be at our best, get the crowd behind us, good intensity, and take our chances.
Can I ask you finally about Pavel Cernacek?
Yeah.
Because obviously, you know, he was a big part of this football club for a lot of years. Terrible and very, very sad news.
Unbelievable. And, you know, great character, wasn't he? Fantastic character in the goal. And, you know, I've had many texts from people who've known him. Make sure you mention him, you know, when you're doing your press and everything. A few little stories about him and just fantastic things. What a character and larger than life. And really good with the fans. Absolutely devastating. And, you know, our thoughts at the present moment, our prayers go out to Pavel, but also to his family and friends who will be around him at this time.
And this sport gets an awful lot of stick a lot of time, but when the football family pulls together, you know, they can do good things for people.
That's what we're here for. That's, you know, that's what, you know, a football club is, an extension of the community, and a big extension and a big part. And you have to look after your own, as they say. And Pavel is one of our own. He's a Newcastle favourite, you know, many years ago and still is now.